Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. We've nothing final to say about the NBA Finals. In fact, the series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Miami Heat is tied at one game apiece, which essentially makes it a best-of-five affair. Here to get us up to date on the quest for the Larry O'Brien Trophy is Fox Sports' Kevin Hench. Kevin, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here, Bill.
Before we get to the NBA Finals, let's talk just a little about Shaquille O'Neal, who retired this week after 19 years of stellar play. What are your favorite memories of the big social Shaqurity?
The big Aristotle. The thing I love about Shaq, I mean, obviously a dominant player, and I would put him right below Russell Jabbar and Chamberlain and above Olajuwon, all-time NBA centers. But in a business where guys are way too self-serious, Shaquille O'Neal knew when to be serious, and he knew when to have fun. And for those of us who cover sports, it was so nice to have one guy who wasn't so self-serious when it wasn't time to be serious, but definitely knew how to switch it on when it was time to win championships. I really feel like one of the most colorful characters of all time. It was a little hard watching the decline phase this year, but I really, you know, those three championships back-to-back when he was the best player on the Lakers, and that's when you talk about Kobe versus Jordan. Yes, Kobe's won five championships, but he was only the best player on his team for two of those championships. Shaq was definitely the man when he won those three finals MVPs in a row. So dominant, so unguardable, and a delight with a microphone in his face.
Meanwhile, in these ongoing finals, the Mavericks pulled out yet another come-from-behind victory on Thursday night. This was after it seemed Miami would windmill dunk its way to a two-games-to-none series lead. Does Dallas have the momentum heading into Game 3?
Well, absolutely, and I mean, their strategy, it reminds me a little bit of Ollie Foreman, the Rumble in the Jungle, right? They just kind of take punches and let the other guys punch themselves out. Down 16 against the Lakers in the third quarter, game one, come back to win. Down 15 with 5 minutes left against the Thunder in game four, come back to win. And then down 15 at Miami. Miami has the ball with 6.5 minutes left. That was an epic comeback on Thursday night. And it doesn't change my prediction for the series, but it makes it a heck of a lot more interesting going to Dallas.
Well, we'll get to your predictions in just a minute, but much was made of Dirk Nowitzki's injured finger after Game 1, but he had 24 points in Game 2, including 14 in that closing run the Mavericks made, and I guess maybe he should tape up his other hand and maybe his toes.
Well, I remember Bernard King when he would seemingly have his entire hand taped in the playoffs and would still drop 50 on a regular basis. I think Dirk left no doubt with the left-handed sort of, like, it wasn't really a layup. It was a little more than a layup with a kiss off the glass to win the game in game two, that finger is not going to be a problem going forward.
Miami has displayed the ability this postseason to put together 10, 12, 15-point runs almost at will at the end of various games. They were unable to do that on Thursday, but do they revert to form when the series hits Dallas for Game 3?
I suspect they will. I mean, the one thing that has become very clear about this Miami team, and Bill, you know, going back to last summer, I've been on the record for almost 12 months now saying that the Miami Heat would win a championship. The one thing they can do, these guys, with the shot clock winding down, can create decent shots, good shots, you know, makeable shots at a rate that nobody on the Mavericks can. And so I think ultimately that will be the deciding factor. The number of good shots Wade and LeBron are able to create out of nothing.
All right, but if Miami fails to win it all this year, how disappointed would Heat fans have a right to be?
Incredibly disappointed. I mean, it would be I've said, you know, from the moment Dwayne Wade won a championship, you know, we talk about Shaq and Shaq's fourth championship, but if you remember those games against the Mavericks in 2006, Dwayne Wade was going 1-on-5 at the end of games and scoring. I mean, Dwayne Wade won that title almost single-handedly. I had somebody mention James Posey to me the other day. He was an integral part of that team. It was like, okay, let's get serious. Dwayne Wade won that championship. You add to Dwayne Wade a guy who single-handedly took the Cavs to the finals, and I say, you can't lose. You cannot lose. What I've been saying all year long. And during their little losing streaks during the season, they would say, Coach Spoelstra is the videographer. He has no right to be on the sideline. And all I just kept saying, like, everyone's going to say he's the best young coach in the game after the Heat win the NBA championship. And I am not deviating from that prediction.
However, you had them beating the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't see any Lakers in evidence on my television screen now.
No. And for those of us who live in Los Angeles and don't root for the Lakers, we get to have the double pleasure of listening to L.A. sports talk radio in the wake of the demise. And it is real. Laker fans, you have to understand, they lose their minds in January when the Lakers only win by 8. I mean, the expectation level is so high out here. And so the fact that, you know, the Mavericks did that public service of not just beating the Lakers, but humiliating the Lakers, that's their championship. That they have done a great public service, and no one can take that away from them. However, what the Heat can do is take 2 out of 3 in Dallas and then close them out in Game 6 in Miami.
Kevin Hinch covers a range of subjects for Fox Sports, and he joins Only a Game from time to time to talk pro hoops. Kevin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.